I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It is tempting to doubt that peace could ever come to Afghanistan. The country has seen so much conflict over the past several decades, including the post-9/11 U.S. intervention, that it's hard to imagine it without war. But some are hoping today was a good day for peace in Afghanistan. That's because a warlord who's been fighting the government for 15 years finally returned to the capital, Kabul, in peace. Gulbuddin Hekmatyar cut a deal with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani last September, and today the two appeared together at a ceremony where Hekmatyar spoke.
We have concerns over the Constitution, he said, but we have accepted it for the sake of peace. We have come, he added, to help the government stop the conflict.
But given Hekmatyar's own history, plenty of people have doubts about that. To find out more, I'm joined by the world's history guy, Chris Wolf. So, Chris, tell me more about Gulbuddin Hekmatyar and who he is.
Well, I won't use the word deplorable, Marco, but I'll let listeners decide from the things that he's done. Since 1972, he's spent his entire career assassinating his enemies and callously killing pretty much everyone who gets in his path. And like other warlords in Afghanistan, he's obscenely fickle and he's happy to switch sides, you know, as best suits his needs of the moment. And his nickname is the Butcher of Kabul.
How did he get that nickname?
Well, it goes back to the Civil War in the early 90s. He made his name using clan ties and buckets of CIA money fighting the Soviets in the 1980s. But then after the communist regime collapsed, the various factions that had been fighting against the Soviets started fighting amongst each other. And Hekmatyar was one of those and pretty much had Kabul under siege from 1992 to 1996 and poured relentless barrages of rockets, bombs and missiles into the city to try and, you know, defeat his political enemies. And the people who suffered were people like the author, Qais Akbar Omar, who's written the book The Fort of Nine Towers, about that experience. And we spoke to him last year, and this is how he described how Hekmatyar's name still sends shivers down his spine.
His name means to me blood, dead bodies on the street, body parts, destruction of all the buildings in our neighborhood. And then the sound of rockets and the sound of bombs.
And Chris, for the last 15 years, Hekmatyar has been fighting alongside the Taliban?
Well, fighting is a generous term. He and his Hezbi Islami movement were listed as terrorists by the U.S. State Department in 2003. And they've definitely killed American troops and their allies and lots of Afghan government forces. But mostly he's kept the same reputation that he had during the war against the Soviets, that he spent more time fighting other rebels than he has fighting against the occupier. But yes, he's been on the other side until last fall.
And today, the Butcher of Kabul sits down with the president of Afghanistan. Is this a good day for peace?
Well, as Afghans say, inshallah, if God wills it. But not a lot of people are very confident about that. To make peace, to end an insurgency, you have to cut a deal with the bad guys, the people you've vilified as inhuman monsters, you know, during the course of the fighting. So it's hard by any standards. Even the author we just heard from, Qais Akbar Omar, said the same thing. He understands the need for it, for Hekmatyar to come back to the table. He's only back at the table. He's just neutralized. Basically, he's taken his forces out of the fight. They haven't disarmed. They're still there. They're not fighting for the government. They're not fighting the Taliban. So he's doing what is always done best for him, which is to keep his powder dry for whatever comes next in Afghanistan. And, you know, most Afghans and a lot of Afghan experts will tell you this isn't going to make that much of a difference because of his low reputation amongst the Taliban and the ISIS now in Afghanistan because of his, you know, constant flip-flops and his pursuit of self-interest.
The world's history guy, Chris Wolf. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.